Radio astronomy, which lets us explore space objects far and near, is an exciting field that tells us more and more about our universe. Originating in the 1940s, and much of it in Australia, and all that thanks to a group of researchers from the University of Sydney and the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, now CSIRO. One of that group was Ruby Payne Scott, a determined and bold physicist who not only helped shape the future of radio astronomy, but also paved the way for women researchers. Dr. Elizabeth Marney, a radio astronomer at CSIRO, joins us on the Thursday Daily this morning to talk about Ruby Payne Scott's impact. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining me this morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks very much for having me, Cameron.
No problem. So just give us a bit of a rundown of radio astronomy. What does it let us do, and how is Australia contributing to it?
Yeah, so radio astronomy is a branch of astronomy, and so it's all about studying space, studying the universe, but doing that using radio telescopes. So detecting radio emission that's coming from stars, black holes, distant galaxies, or even our own sun, which is what Ruby Payne Scott really pioneered.
And I understand that it kind of sprang up from radar technology developed in World War II. So how did the field of radio astronomy take shape from that technology originally?
Yeah, that's right. So Ruby Payne Scott and her colleagues at the time, they were working with radar technology at CSIRO during the Second World War. And then after the war ended, they had all this kind of state-of-the-art equipment and radar technology, which they then pivoted and thought, we've got all this technology. And so they then turned their detectors to look at radio emission coming from space and from the universe to see what they could find. And that actually uncovered and founded this whole new field of radio astronomy, which is a really active field of research today.
And could you tell me a little bit about Ruby Payne Scott's specific role in unlocking and developing radio astronomy in Australia in the 40s?
Yeah, so Ruby was a really gifted physicist and engineer and mathematician. So she completed a Bachelor of Science and majoring in physics, and then went on to do a Master's of Physics at the University of Sydney in like the 1930s, and was, I think, the first woman to complete that degree, which was the highest degree you could do as a woman at the time. And then she really had a gift for working out the really complex mathematics and physics at the root of all these problems. And so what she was able to do is take this technology and then turn it to space. And what they did is they built a type of a radio telescope, which we now call the Cliff Interferometer. So they took their radar technology, kind of perched it on one of the cliffs overlooking the ocean at Dover Heights in Sydney. And using that, they were able to detect the radio waves coming from the sun, but also bouncing off the ocean. And that created what we call an interference pattern and allowed her to pinpoint exactly where the radio waves from space were coming from. And in that point, she was able to detect radio emission coming from these small sunspots that we know now exist on the surface of the sun. But that was the first time that had ever been detected in the radio.
You mentioned that a master's degree was the highest level of education that a woman could mm-hmm. reach in university. So she obviously faced plenty of challenges as a woman in the research. So what were some of these issues and how did she tackle them?
Yeah, so Ruby Payne Scott it's a really fascinating story because she was a real pioneer and advocate for women's rights, particularly in the workplace. And I think a lot of that is based on her experience. She worked at CSIRO, which is a government organisation, or then it was known as CSIR. And at the time, government employees, women couldn't have permanent positions as a government employee once they got married. And so that was one of the real big barriers that Ruby faced beyond, you know, just being working in a field that was clearly dominated by men for such a long time. And so Ruby actually kept her marriage a secret from the higher ups in management for a number of years, but eventually had to resign and give up her position when her marriage came to light. And then a little while later, she got pregnant with her first child. And then because there was no maternity leave at that point in time, she had to give up her career in science. And so I think that's really limited how much scientific impact already in the short time that she worked as a scientist, she had a huge impact on the field of radio astronomy. It's really interesting to wonder just how much further that could have gone if she had been allowed to continue to work and have a family like we expect many people to be able to do today.
And yeah, so they are absolutely extraordinary achievements in such a unfortunately short career. So as a champion of women's rights and as a scientist, so how have they been recognised now by the scientific community and broadly?
Yeah, so I think it's a real shame for a while after Ruby Payne-Scott left the field, a lot of that kind of knowledge about her disappeared. And it was only in the last 10 years or so after her death that people have started to learn more and recognize just how major her contributions were to the field. And so now there's lots of things being named in honor of Ruby. So, for example, I work at CSIRO and I've been very fortunate to have been awarded what we call the Ruby Payne-Scott Award, which is funding that CSIRO now gives to people who have had to take extended career breaks. For example, when I had my two children, I took some time off work, but I was in the much more fortunate position than Ruby was that I was able to come back, resume my career, and a lot of that was supported by an award named after Ruby Payne-Scott in honour of the kind of advocacy of what she did for women in astronomy.
Fantastic. I have just one more question for you, Elizabeth Forright, before we have to let you go. So obviously radio astronomy in Australia is going on quite strong, and that's a testament to the legacy of Ruby Payne-Scott. So would you mind telling us a bit about what kind of projects are going on, and maybe what is going on in your career that in radio astronomy that will be, that people could follow up on and read more about?
Yeah, absolutely. So my research, I'm an astronomer and I study distant galaxies. And in particular, I have a real interest in the supermassive black holes that lie at the heart of all large galaxies. And that supermassive black hole can actually impact really significantly how the galaxy forms, how it evolves, and how it turns into the galaxies that we see today, like our own Milky Way. And I use radio telescopes, so of using the technology that Ruby Payne-Scott really founded and pioneered to study these galaxies, because in the radio we can just see all these different aspects of the galaxies, including emissions being generated by the supermassive black hole in the centre of the galaxies. And I can do that with, now we are building these really massive arrays of radio telescope, such as CSIRO's ASCAP telescope, which is being built in Western Australia on Inyalimana Ilgari Bundara, CSIRO's Murchison Radio Astronomy Observatory. And that's an array of dishes that we all combine together to study distant galaxies. And coming online now is an even bigger radio telescope called the SKA. And that's an international telescope with two telescopes, one built in Australia at the same site and one built in Southern Africa. So I think that's going to revolutionize and really push forwards the field of radio astronomy.
Wonderful. Well, Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining me this morning and having a chat about Ruby Payne-Scott. It's been an absolutely wonderful chat.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
That was Dr. Elizabeth Marnie from the CSIRO Radio Astronomer talking about the pioneering woman radio astronomer and physicist Ruby Payne-Scott and her incredible contribution to the world of radio astronomy. So if you hop on the ferry named Ruby Payne-Scott, spare a thought for the contribution she and many other scientists and engineers have made to make the field of radio astronomy so strong here in Australia.